Woo! Yeah! Shoo! Ha ha! No, te ido o do do so baha a na 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 ki to ku ku ka na a de e to de. Yo, my mom, ba bamba ka na mana ki de bo 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 be di 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 di. Ha ha! No, bo bo chiki de ba na ba na bu de di di. Ha bo 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 ho! Ki di chi. Shoo!
You've sung about my might and you've sung about my power. And well, you should, because I am mighty and I am powerful and I am victorious, but I'm victorious for you. Yeah. It was on your account that I came. It was on your account that I conquered death, hell, and the grave. And I've given unto you the victory. But this generation has yet to see a display of my might and my power. And that's why I'm counting on you to press into higher places in me. Oh, you can pray your way in. You can praise your way in. You can worship your way in. You can confess your way in. There are many ways to go higher in me, but make it a point to take it upon yourself to press into higher places in me. For there's always more. Oh, there's much more. There's so much that this generation has not seen that even previous generations have seen. So it's time to rise up. Rise up, my church. Rise up. Take your place. Take your place. Lead the way to the world and show them my might and my power. Show them the victory that I bought and paid for. And demonstrate to this generation that I am alive and I am God. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah!
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Sobalakatele.
Ha ha!
Surabarata.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Woo! Wow.
Praise God.
Ow! 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 Woo! Well, I'm not satisfied. How about you? Oh! I came to get drunk. You know, he said, don't be drunk with wine, but he didn't say not to be drunk. You know, I guess you guys can sit down. Thank you. He said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be being filled. In other words, it's an ongoing process, you know. Funny thing about automobiles, you fill the tank up and you run down the road, especially like, you know, we left Tulsa 3 weeks ago and I've had to fill up 4 times to get to this place. And the world will pull the the world will pull the automotive. Oh man, the world will pull the Holy Ghost out of you. It'll drain you. It'll drain you. So you gotta just like you go to the gas station and get filled up. Thank God for these saturation meetings. You know, our dad told us my mama last 15 years. He said, what's God doing today? He's building strong local churches that what? Know what? I'm sorry, I'm troubled hearing. What? How to flow in the Holy Ghost. This is a good place. This is a safe place to learn. To get filled up with the Holy Ghost. Because you can be full of all kinds of stuff. I know before I got saved, I was full of something. And I used to like to be drunk on drugs and alcohol and all the world has, but you know, when I got saved, and I got when God got filled with the Holy Ghost, I knew that the Holy Ghost, it was a cheap imitation. All that stuff before was a cheap imitation. Man, I got so high when the Holy Ghost came on me and I began to speak with tongues the first time. I've never experienced anything more like that before in all my life. And when I get drunk, when I preach, and like I am right now, well, I don't think I'm going to last very long. We're going to have to. What did I say? Well, I like this. Boy, I like this. I spent 13 years trying to get like this. And now all I got to do is get in the service and get around my glorious friends. See, we're not meant to be sober in this world. You know, what drunk people, they're bold. They're bold. You know, when I used to go into the bars and get drunk, now some people not this way, but I was. I'd almost want to find the biggest guy in the place and attempt to do some harm to him. Now, it usually turned around the other way, but you know, it changed me into another man in a bad way. But we need to be changed into other men and women, because there's a devil out there and he's messing up people. But the Holy Ghost comes on us and turns us into other men. I mean, just think about Peter. Here's this guy. He denies Jesus. He cusses. And he gets filled with the Holy Ghost, and he judge, you know what he did? He goes out there and preaches, and was it 3,000? Yeah, 3,000 people got saved. My Lord, that's bold. And you know, the very ones that crucified our Lord and Savior was in that crowd. I mean, they could have dragged him out and done the same thing he did to Jesus. But the world wants to squeeze us into its mold. But we can't let it. Now, thank God for the word and the blood and the name and all that stuff. But since this is a saturation service, we're just going to get full. Come on now. And you know, if some of you don't know how to do it, our glorious friends, we're gonna have, and the pastors, we're gonna have a line down here, and we're gonna lay hands on you, and the Holy Ghost will just fill you up. So you just be like a sponge tonight, and be determined that you're gonna get all that the God has for you tonight. Because we came with both barrels loaded. I said, we came with both barrels loaded, and we're going to dump on you. Amen. In a good way, I mean. Those of you who don't have sanctified thinking. But he said in Matthew, he said, I think we just need to lay hands on people. I get going down one trail, my mind just goes blank. Woo! But just think about this. I got to think about it first. Woo, this is good, man. Woo! You might say, well, he's out of his mind. Yes, I am. I'm into the mind of Christ. And I'm filled with the Spirit. Sometimes I get drunk and I say, spilled with the Spirit. But these guys have been walking. Well, let me just back up a little bit. Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't do anything till the Holy Ghost came on him. And then he started his ministry. And you know what Angela talked about this morning? The disciples, they had gone out and they had raised the dead and opened blind eyes and deaf ears. And then when Jesus was about to ascend, he told them, you stay here in Jerusalem till you be filled for a minute, till you be filled, saturated with the Holy Ghost. And they came out of that place and everybody thought they were drunk. I said, everybody thought they were drunk. And Peter said, he said, these are not drunk like you think they're drunk. He didn't say they weren't drunk because they thought they were drunk on wine. They were filled. Filled. See, you get and you have a lot of joy. You can speak with tongues of men and angels. You get boldness. You get boldness. And it feels good too. It feels real good. Man, I used to spend thousands of dollars to feel this good. Now it's free. And you don't wake up the next morning and feel like somebody tied you to a train and drug you down the tracks. And you don't spend all night worshiping at the white throne, calling out for Ralph. Or however it sounds. Woo! And you know, some of you are getting it right now. Peter was speaking and the Holy Ghost fell on them. But then other times, you see people, you see people get filled, saturated by the laying on of hands. I got it while we were worshiping God. In Acts 2, the house, the Holy Ghost came into the house and then it came on them. Whoo! I think we've just gone. You guys ready?